Savage Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease a new 24 Jeep Compass for just $199 a month for 27 months, or save with super low 2.9 financing on all their most popular models. Martin's Garage, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. No security deposit required. Lease based on 10,000 miles per year. $4,150 due at signing. 2.9% APR on select models. See dealer for details. Expires 7/31/24.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Yoel Piamps takes over on the mound. And before we continue, 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN at W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A 1-1 ball game, Brewers and Twins. Minnesota with a chance to walk it off here in the bottom of the ninth. Yoel Piamps will try to prevent them from doing so. Ryan Jeffers, the batter, first pitch, a slider for a strike, and it's 0-1. Piamps had a rough first half. 40 appearances, 1-5 with a 4.41 ERA. One pitch is a ground ball, two hops, a backhand pick by Ortiz. Throw to first in time. And there is one out. Really nice play by Joey Ortiz. It is easy to take him for granted over at the hot corner. So here's the former Brewer, Carlos Santana. Manuel Margot in the on-deck circle. He's due up third this inning. Piamps trying to get this game to the 10th. First pitch, a ground ball to first. It'll stay fair. Scooped up by Hoskins, steps on the bag, retires his first base counterpart, and two very quick outs for Yoel Piamps. Two outs on three pitches, and now here's Margot. A 1-1 ball game, Brewers and Twins. Margot, right-handed hitter. Pinch hit back in the seventh, lined out to center. First pitch to him. Missed outside of the fastball at 96. It's 1-0. Missed inside. And it goes to two balls and no strikes on Margot. Pitch, swing and a miss. He took a big hack at a fastball in off the plate, and it's now 2-1 on Margot. Yoan Duran is getting loose in the Twins bullpen. Flipped in the air, right field, long run for Frelick. This is going to die in fair territory. Extra bases for Margot. He's chugging for a second. The throw is late. Just a little flare inside the line, down the right field line. No chance for Frelick to get to it. Credit Margot for hustling out of the box and thinking two right away. And now the winning run is in scoring position for Austin Martin. So the Brewers hoping they get the chance to face Yoan Duran. who's out there in that Twins bullpen right now. Got to take care of Martin first. Piamps brings home the first pitch, and Martin takes a strike. It's 0-1. Brewers have had some bad luck late in this ballpark the last couple of years. One pitch, swing and a miss at a beautiful slider. Martin was way out in front of it. And he's got him behind 0-2. Piamps trying to get this game to the 10th. Frelick would be the automatic runner at second base if they can get it to that point. Hoskins would be the batter to lead things off. And they would still have Trevor McGill to go to. But again, need this out from Piamps here. 0-2 pitch. And it just missed. One ball and two strikes. One, two. Missed up and away. And it is two balls and two strikes now on Martin. This is the guy you want to come after if you're Piamps. You get Castro standing in the on-deck circle. 2-2, swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down and away. And he strikes out Austin Martin. And Yoel Piamps gets this game to extra innings. We go to the 10th, tied at 1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Halfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway hand-cooked tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Well, we go to the 10th inning here in Minneapolis. We had a 14-minute delay to start this game. Now we go into extras. It's been a really good game. Brewers and Twins. Yoan Duran takes over on the mound for the Twins. It'll be Sal Frelick to run at second base. Reese Hoskins will start the inning at the plate for the Crew. And back on the mic for us, here's Josh Maurer.
Thank you, Lane. Well, the Brewers playing extra innings for the first time in almost 3 weeks. First of the month in Colorado. They have lost their last three road game extra inning contests. Trying to change that tonight, and they'll have to do it against the flame-throwing Twins closer, Duran. He replaces Griffin Jacks, who tossed a scoreless ninth. He's the fourth pitcher of the game for the Twins. How even has it been? Each team with one run and five hits through the first nine innings. And now Duran to face Hoskins. Frelick leads from second in the pitch. Breaking ball up and in. Look out. Reese was bending back out of the way, and it's 1-0. This guy has one of the biggest arms in baseball. He averages 100 miles an hour with his fastball. Started him off with a curve. The 1-0. Again, very high. Again, a curveball. Hoskins isn't seeing it very well. He keeps bending back out of the way. Neither pitch was, frankly, all that close to hitting him. But when you're expecting 100 to come at you and that breaking ball is flipped, your knees would buckle too. Hoskins 0 for 3 in the game. 1-1 in the 10th inning. Duran with a 2-0. Swinging a ground ball to third. Right at Brooks Lee, who's got it on an easy hop, looks the runner back and throws out Hoskins. The best result for the pitcher there. Get that first out and not have the automatic runner advance to third. Jake Bowers is going to emerge and pinch hit here. This is Garrett Mitchell's spot. It's interesting. You're pinch hitting a lefty for a lefty. And Mitchell, who had a double and scored the only run of the night for the Brewers. But he'll be removed in favor of Jake Bowers. And that'll prompt Pete Mackey, the Minnesota Twins pitching coach, to come out and visit with Joan Duran. All mound visits presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook. There's a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie. Video wall, self-service kiosks, restaurant, bar, VIP deck, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise. So they're going over the game plan for Jake Bowers. Bowers hasn't played a whole lot. In fact, has only started two of the previous 11 games. Hitting 215 on the season, 7 homers, 33 driven in. And coming in cold off the bench to face a guy who throws triple digits. Runner at second is Frelick. There's one out in the 10th. And Duran now ready to work to Bowers, the pinch hitter. Stretching the pitch, swing and a little looper, foul down the left field line. I think foul. Yeah, who's slicing? Nobody was going to catch it. Ended up being about 10 feet wide of the chalk where it landed, although for a moment, the way the left fielder Margot was chasing it, I thought he was afraid that might land inside of the chalk. It did not. Only extra innings game the Brewers have won on the road this year. You have to go back to April. They won a game in 10 in St. Louis. They're 4-4 on the year in extra innings. Duran versus the pinch hitter Bowers. It's nothing and one. Now the closer ready in the 0-1. Down and in. He unleashed 101 miles an hour there. Duran has 15 saves on the year. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. 102 miles an hour on an elevated fastball. 1-2. Trevor McGill getting loose in the Brewers' pen. He would get the bottom of the 10th regardless of whether or not the Brewers take the lead. Here it comes, 1-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. It bounced in the dirt. Did he get a piece? Nope, he didn't. Picked out of the dirt by the catcher Jeffers. And then the ball was dead. And so it's a strikeout of the pinch hitter. There are two outs, and Frelick has not been able to move off of second base. That was a wicked curveball. And now it's up to Joey Ortiz if the Brewers are to score here in the visiting 10th. Ortiz 0 for 3. Has hit it hard a couple of times. So Frelick at second with two out. The pitch by Duran is lined down the right field line, but it's got a lot of slice to it, and it ends up well in the seats. Foul ball, nothing and one. Brewers actually got a win against Duran in extra innings last season, although that was a game in Milwaukee. Bryce Tarang, infield hit, beat him. This guy is so difficult to hit. Given up 20 hits in 31 innings. Now the pitch 0-1. Popped foul coming back. Ortiz hits it over the screen. A 103-mile-an-hour pitch. Can you blame him for being a little tardy? The count is nothing in two on Ortiz.
This is when somebody in the stands yells, "Now you've seen it."
Good luck. Can Joey get the ball in play? Two out. Tie game, the 0-2. Fastball, he took it just outside. Whoa, very close, but off the corner by an inch or two. 1-2 on Ortiz. the Twins. It'll be the top of the order. Castro, Castillo, and Buxton in the bottom of the 10th when we get there. 1-1 game. The 1-2 pitch. Down and away. Good take. Wasn't anywhere near the strike zone. But after you've seen 103-mile-an-hour heat and he throws a curveball, I imagine that's got to be very difficult to lay off the pitch. The inning has gone ground out, strikeout to this point. Duran trying to retire the side, 1-2-3. The 2-2. Breaking ball, strike three call. That was a curveball that caught the inside corner, and Duran does his job. The Brewers fail to get the automatic runner home, and now the Twins will win the game if they do so in the bottom half of the 10th against Trevor Megill. It's a 1-1 game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Derek Jeter for American Family Insurance.
Life's better when you're under the American Family Insurance roof because they'll help protect your family's dreams. Whether it's a kid like me aiming for the big leagues, future rocket scientist, or a budding prima ballerina, you can count on an American Family Insurance agent to help you dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's Blaine's Farm and Fleet's Rewards Member Appreciation Event. While we offer unbeatable deals every day, now through July 31st, we're showing extra appreciation to our rewards members with exclusive deals, like $100 instant savings on four Michelin, BF Goodrich, or Uniroyal tires. Rewards members get an extra $25 instant savings on any set of four, 10% off assorted brake pads, shocks, and struts. Rewards members save 15%. Not a rewards member? Sign up today. Don't miss our Rewards Member Appreciation Event going on now at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
I'm Ben Jewick with Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. The crew is winning ball games here in Milwaukee and around the country. Our team stands ready to help your organization win across North America. Powered by Coakley Connect, our revolutionary facilities management platform, the Coakley crew supports clients across the country manage their real estate portfolio, offering facility-focused products and services, interior design, construction, new furniture, installation, and move management. We'll help you create and manage interior environments that drive your teams forward. Visit CoakleyBrothers.com and hit a home run.
Trevor Megill will try to do what the Twins closer Joan Duran just did, and that is keep the automatic extra inning runner from scoring. If the Twins get him home, the game is over. It's 1-1 as we go to the home 10th. It'll be Austin Martin at second base as he made the final out in the ninth, and you've got Willie Castro to lead off against the Brewers closer Megill. Piamps pitched a scoreless ninth, worked around a double. Blake Perkins enters the game as the center fielder. And Jake Bowers, he has gone over to first base. So you've got Bowers hitting in the seventh spot. Perkins in for Rhys Hoskins in the sixth spot, should that matter if the game advances to an 11th inning. Here's Megill. The Brewers, you may remember, picked up Trevor from the Twins last year. And he has had a brilliant season. 18 saves and the first pitch blooped into center by Castro and playable for the new center fielder Perkins. Over in the left center, made the catch and the runner cannot advance. Martin back to second. How about Trevor getting a one pitch out there on Willie Castro? You know what, Lane? That's just the way that Duran began the top of the 10th. If you get that first runner or first batter without the runner advancing, it's such an advantage.
It just opens up such a bigger window to try to get through the inning. Doesn't mean you're through it. There's a lot of work left to do, but there's a lot more paths to get this game to the 11th now.
Diego Castillo takes a strike 98 miles an hour over the outside corner. As a pinch hitter in the eighth, he drove in the Twins' lone run on a fielder's choice ground ball with the infield in. Brewers couldn't get the out at home. The 0-1 to Castillo. Right in there, 99 miles an hour for strike two. Score tied at one. Megill getting his sign from Contreras. This is 33rd appearance of the breakout season. Winning run at second, 0-2. Castillo takes strike three, outside corner, knee high. Got him looking. three pitches. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, Diego. Two out in the 10th. He's thrown four pitches total to get those two outs. Ortho ASAP punch out. And now Byron Buxton versus Trevor Megill, former teammates. Buxton 0 for 3 with a walk. Stretch and the pitch. Down low, that was his curveball. Skipped into the glove of Contreras, 1-0. An all-star a couple of years ago, Buxton having another terrific season. He's been mostly healthy. The 1-0 pitch inside, 100 miles an hour from Megill. 2-0, though.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they're going to put him on. And there's no reason not to at that point. You give him a couple of pitches. If he doesn't want to chase, you set up a force at every base now. And I think you like the matchup with the young Brooks Lee better than a veteran in Byron Buxton, even though he is a switch hitter.
I'm with you. I was just telling you that Buxton's a guy you really fear. And this is a guy in Lee who has only now played in 12 major league games.
Well, Lee's very capable. He's a very talented player, but he's a young player. And this is a big spot.
So the intentional walk to Buxton, two on, two out for Lee, and the pitch a little bit inside. That was close. 99 miles an hour, ball one, though, on Brooks Lee. Had an infield single his last time up. It was a little dribbler past the pitcher, Peguero, at the time. He's 1-for-4. Martin represents the game at second. The pitch, swing, ground ball, softly hit to first. And Bowers is right there behind the bag to field it. He takes it to first in time to get Lee. And the inning is over. Strategy paid off perfectly there for the crew. And Trevor Megill, indeed, replicates the feat of Duran. Nobody scores in the 10th. Let's play 11. 1-1 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University, Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Citgo, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me!
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys!
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm gonna move my car.
New top-tier TriClean gas from Citgo. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
For only the second time this season, the Brewers play an 11th inning. And we're tied at one. It'll be Cole Sands taking over on the mound here for the Twins. So Duran is finished after he had that perfect 10th inning with a couple of strikeouts. Brewers have Joey Ortiz, the automatic runner, placed at second base, and Jackson Churio, then Bryce Durang and William Contreras due up against Sands, a right-hander. He's having a fine year, but if you're the Brewers, you're happy it's anybody but Joan Duran. 27-year-old, former fifth-round pick of the Twins out of Florida State. This is third season in the majors, Cole Sands. 36 appearances before the break, 4-1 with a 3.56 earned run average. Churio up there, he's 2-for-3. And Sands, before he throws the first pitch, wheels, bluffs a pickoff play, but he doesn't throw in behind Joey Ortiz, leading from second. Jurio's driven in the lone run tonight for the Brewers. He swings and pops it up right behind third base. Out goes the shortstop Castro all the way out. 20 steps onto the left field grass, and he makes the catch. And again, the pitcher in extra innings gets the first out without the runner advancing to third. Jurio going after that first pitch from Cole Sands. He popped it up. So he's 2-for-4. Still at second is Ortiz, and that brings up Bryce Terang. Terang 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. Pitch by Sands. Knee-high fastball called strike one. 96 miles an hour. Bryce has hit the ball hard a couple of times and been robbed. He's due. 0-1 pitch down and in. It gets away from the catcher. Jeffers over to third. Goes Ortiz. There will be no throw. Wild pitch by Sands. Now the Brewers able to get that runner to within 90 feet of home plate. Well, up until that point, they couldn't do it with their bats. But they do it here on a pitch that bounced in front of the catcher. Infield coming all the way in for the Twins. A 1-1 count on Terang. 1-1 the score in the pitch. Outside and high from Sands. It's 2-1. Told you Bryce Terang beat the Twins in extra innings last year at home. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball towards second. Fielded there by Martin. Throwing to the plate. Slide. Not in time on the tag. Ortiz got around Jeffers, and he is safe. Brewers score in the 11th, and they take a 2-1 lead. Great slide by Joey Ortiz. They went to the inside part of the plate. And on a very similar play to the one that got the Twins their only run of this game, the Brewers get run number two. Again, the infield in, same as it was in the bottom of the eighth when the ball was hit to Terang. Now here's Contreras, and the pitch, big swing and a miss at a fastball. Boy, you go back 3 innings ago, it was Terang who threw the ball home when the Twins were able to get Willie Castro sliding safely. Now it's Terang hitting the ball. He'll get an RBI. Sands throws to first, and Bryce is back in safely.
Yeah, Martin bounced that ball in there. I don't think he meant to do it either. And it was a great slide from Ortiz.
You've gotten one, you'd love more. 0-1 on Contreras, who is 0-for-4, and he'll use his timeout before the 0-1 pitch.
And anytime the catcher has to go in front of the plate to get the ball, he has to now find the runner. And so for Ortiz to get to the back part of the plate, just a perfect slide.
Bryce, a great base-stealing threat at first. One out still in the 0-1. Swing and a miss again by Contreras. Fastball out away from him from Cole Sands. Nothing in two. Trevor McGill appears to be finished after his one inning in the 10th. Jacob Junis is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. He'll have a lead with which to work. 0-2. Bounced foul by Contreras back to the backstop, and he stays alive.
I know we say it every time when the Brewers are on the road and in extra innings, but it is such a big deal to get that second run in this inning. Maybe even a third run in this inning. It just gives that pitcher so much more room to work with in the bottom half because of that inherited runner.
0-2 the pitch. Fouled back. It was his best swing yet against Sands. Contreras hit a 96-mile-an-hour fastball back over the screen. Yeah, you almost feel like, and I'm going to use a tennis analogy here, but the way that extra innings are played these days, you feel like if you're the visiting team, you have to score one to hold serve.
Mm-hmm.
0-2. Poked into right field. Kepler going back. Still back. It's over his head. Kepler sees it hit midway up the fence to third. Terang. He'll be held up there. Kepler played the carom very well, and Contreras has to stop at first. A wall ball single. Wow, that just kept going and going to the opposite field. And now you do have a great chance at adding on. They're on the corners for Christian Yelich with still just one out. Contreras has not had great swings tonight, but the very pitch before that one, he was on the fastball. And then Lane, he got another. And that'll be the final pitch thrown by Cole Sands. Rocco Baldelli's coming out. And with the lefty Christian Yelich due up, he's going to call on the southpaw. It'll be Steven Okert here in the 11th inning. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular built for us. 2-1 Brewers. And trying to add on with runners on the corners. This is the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Clubhouse manager Tony Migliaccio and Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker.
Hey, Bob, I had a box from Usinger's here. Have you seen it?
Buddy.
It was a big box with Usinger's on the side. Are you sure? It was right here.
No, I haven't seen it.
Because it looks a lot like that box strapped on the back of your bike that says Usinger's.
Oh, that box. Those are hats.
They must really be cool hats, Bob. The box has frost on the side.
Oh, you got to keep them refrigerated. See ya.
Look for Usinger's Fine Sausage at your local grocer.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Members of Liuna are the most diverse trade in Wisconsin's construction industry, partnering with over 900 contractors to meet the demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce. Their union members construct roads, bridges, buildings, sewer and water lines, and energy infrastructure. Feel the power of a career as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, where you will earn great union wages, health care, and a pension. Learn why you are worth so much more by visiting LiunaWisconsin.org. L-I-U-N-A, Wisconsin.org.
Left-hander Steven Okert has come on into pitch. Brewers have Bryce Terang at third, William Contreras at first, only one out in the 11th. They lead the game 2-1, and Christian Yelich coming up. Infield is in. Pitch to Yelich. Letter high strike. That was borderline, but given to Okert, nothing and one. Long time with the Marlins, before that the Giants for Okert. 34th game this year. Left-hander set, 0-1 pitch. Where's the bunt? Drags the bunt up the first base line. He's going to get the run home. Fielded by Okert. Great play, Okert. Glove hand flip as he's falling. Gets the out on Yelich. But a squeeze bunt works. And the Brewers get Terang home the second run of the 11th. They lead it 3-1. Christian Yelich against the left-handed pitcher drags a bunt to get the job done. Heck of a play by Okert to get the out at first. I thought it was going to be a hit. Okert off the mound. Actually, I said a glove hand flip. Picked that up with his bare hand as I'm watching the replay. And as he was falling to the grass, he flipped the ball to the first baseman for the out on Yelich. But scoring from third, Terang. Up to second on the sacrifice, Contreras. And now they will intentionally walk Willy Adames. So it'll be first and second with two out. To get another lefty-lefty matchup here. Twins will go after Sal Frelick. 3-1 Brewers. The pitch. Swing and a miss.
Josh, that's a play we've seen Christian do over the course of this year a couple of occasions. And in that situation with the infield in, it's a little less likely you're going to be able to pull it off. So Christian tried to get it up the first baseline where the first baseman was holding the runner on.
0-1 to Sal. Outside corner at the knees, good fastball, nothing in two. It really was a perfect drag bunt.
He's one of the best bunters that you'll ever see. He just doesn't do it that often because he's Christian Yelich.
Brewers have scored two. The 0-2 pitch swung on and popped into shallow center. In comes the center fielder Buxton, moving towards left now. He's there and makes the catch. Byron Buxton to retire the side. But the Brewers able to score twice, one on a fielder's choice and one on a suicide squeeze. Probably more like a safety squeeze. And now we'll see if they'll bring in Junis. They will, as we go to the bottom of the 11th, trying to finish off a win. 3-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
George, you just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything less painful. Prevea Orthopedics, specializing in you.
Jacob Junis to try to finish off an 11-inning win. Brewers only their second 11-inning game of the season. They just scored 2 runs in the top half. And now Junis with Brooks Lee, the automatic runner, going to second base for the Twins. Trevor McGill had a terrific 10th. Kept the game going. He's in line for the win. Well, Junis, if you're curious, he does have a save. In fact, he got one earlier this month in a win at Colorado. This is only his 8th game in an injury-plagued first season with the Brewers, but he's pitched well since coming back. 1-0 with the aforementioned save and a 2.84 earned run average. Home plate umpire Sean Barber's going out to the mound. There's an issue with the rosin bag. The umpire has grabbed the rosin bag. He's tossed it back over towards the first base dugout. Junis is waiting. He'll face Max Kepler, the number 5 hitter, then Ryan Jeffers and Carlos Santana do. Lee is at second. The great thing about getting that second run home, you don't care about him. Just got to focus on the hitters in the box, starting with Kepler, who's 1-for-4, and he takes just inside ball 1. Seventh pitcher of the night. Fly ball hit to left field, and this is playable. Jackson Churio moving over towards the line and in front of the track. Reaches up and makes a two-handed catch. Will the seventh pitcher of the night for the Brewers be the one that nails down a nail-biting win? Big out in Kepler, who certainly had the power to tie that with one swing, but now you've got a couple more home run threats in Jeffers and then Santana do. Of course, staying at second there was Lee, the automatic runner. Here is Jeffers, and he'll take a strike. Sinker right down the middle.
I think Major League Baseball knew what they were doing when they gave the Brewers and Twins an extra day for the All-Star break. They knew they were going to play extra innings.
Jeffers takes a slider outside, and it's even 1-1. No kidding. A
little extra rest for these relievers.
Twins have used 6 pitchers. Jeffers 0-for-4 in the 1-1. Flied into right field and not overly deep. It'll be Frelick, camped in front of the warning track, reaching out to make the catch. Runner holds it second, 2 outs. Fly balls by Kepler and Jeffers. Milwaukee is 1 out away. What a way it would be to start the unofficial second half of the season if they can pull this one out. And it comes down to Jacob Junis versus our old friend, Carlos Santana, the last hope for the Twins. 0-for-3 with a walk and the pitch. Inside corner at the knees, called strike 1. Santana spent the last few months of last season as a Brewer. The one pitch, down and in, lunging, stopped by Contreras to prevent it from getting to the backstop. 314 career homers for the 15-year Major League veteran Santana. 3-1 Brewers. The 1-1 pitch. Low. Missed with a fastball, did Jacob Junis. Manuel Margo, a righty's on deck. Here's the pitch. Called a strike on the inside corner. Just barely clipped the edge, 2-2 on Santana. And he'll use his time out here. Brewers fans, many thousand of them in the largest regular season crowd ever at Target Field. And they're the ones making the noise here. The 2-2 pitch, drilled deep to right, way, way back, and way, way gone. Santana hits it a country mile to tie the game. No doubt about it. Down to a final strike, the Twins strike, and we're tied at 3 in the bottom of the 11th. Towards Target Plaza, past the seats in right field. On a 2-2 pitch, it was a fastball that caught too much of the plate. And Santana, we know that swing. Now the batter, Margo, with two out, bases clear, and he takes a strike with a slider. 3-3, Margo is 1-for-2, and he takes just outside. One ball, one strike. Twins try to win the game. Now the Twins fans on their feet. Jacob Junis, 1-1 pitch. Down and away. 2-1 on Margo.
What an atmosphere tonight, huh?
It's been a dandy. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball came in under the hands of the right-handed batting Margo. 2-2. This was the count on which Santana just hit the game-tying homer. Boy, that really reminded me of the home run he hit to win the game in Pittsburgh last year. Before the trade brought him to Milwaukee. Pitch 2-2 is squibbed foul. Margo just got a piece of a slider to stay alive.
Yeah, he pulled that ball out to right field as well.
Almost made it into the Allegheny River. 2-2 again. Margo just gets a piece again of a slider. He taps it on the ground back to the backstop. He's a clutch player. We know that. Carlos Santana, 315th career homer. Two out, bases empty, tie game. 2-2 pitch, hit hard but foul on the ground. Well wide of third by Margo. There's no bullpen action for the Twins. That means the lefty Okert would get the mound in the 12th if we go there. The pitch 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slider. Margo is gone. And we play on. First time all season, the Brewers will play a 12th. The two-run home run by Carlos Santana evens it 3-3. Lane is back with the play-by-play after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
When planning your next getaway, you want to be sure you have all your bases covered. The Island Resort and Casino has all the amenities you'd expect from a premier resort destination. Plus, well, you could say it's bases loaded with two championship golf courses, a luxury hotel and spa, Vegas-style gaming, casual and fine dining, and live entertainment. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to plan your trip today. Because when it's the Island Resort and Casino, your total experience is a grand slam.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Haribo. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Haribo candy with your Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Haribo. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Haribo, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Did your home home suffer damage from a storm or severe weather? Don't stress any longer. Loyal Family Renovations treats all of its customers like they've joined their personal family, and every project as if the work was being done at their own house. Loyal Family Renovations has a leg up on the competition due to the personal relationships they've built with insurance adjusters over the years. Loyal Family is family-owned, and the loyalty belongs to their customers. Contact them today to get your free home inspection. LoyalFamilyRenovations.com.
Inning for the first time this season for the Milwaukee Brewers. Each team scores twice in the 11th. We're tied at three. Sal Frelick is going out to be the automatic runner for the second time. He's at second. It'll be the first at bat of the game for Blake Perkins. And with Steven Okert back to work, so too is Lane Grindle.
Well, thank you, Josh. You had a lot to talk about over your two innings. Brewers hoping to reclaim the lead here. As you said, Perkins will lead things off. Okert still out there on the mound. First baseman Carlos Santana is playing up on the grass just in case Perkins tries to put down a bunt here. A 3-3 ball game, top of the 12th inning. Okert kicks the leg and brings home the first pitch, and it's a strike on the inner half to Perkins. It's 0-1. What a game, and what an atmosphere we've had here at Target Field. A sold-out crowd. It is not a partisan crowd either. 0-1 is outside, one ball and one strike. We said earlier maybe 30% Brewers fans, might even be a little bit more than that. And they've been loud here tonight when they've had the opportunity to be so. 1-1. Swing and a foul back by Perkins, and it's 1-2. Josh Staumont is getting loose in that Twins bullpen, the longtime Kansas City Royal. Small frame, but a hard thrower. He's getting loose out there right now. Jake Bowers is in the on-deck circle for the crew. It is quiet in the Brewers bullpen, as you would expect. They're going to go with Junis for a while. 1-2 pitch. Hit foul and out of play. First base side. And Perkins stays alive. Brewers scored two in the top of the 11th. A two-run home run by Carlos Santana in the bottom of the 11th when the Twins were down to their last strike. And Perkins, a roller on the left side. Going to be a tough play for Castro. Picks it, throws to first, not in time. Oh, Perkins getting up that line and beat out the slow roller. And the Brewers have first and second and nobody out. And Jake Bowers coming to the plate. No advance from Frelick because the ball hit in front of him. But what a great job hustling up the line by Perkins. And now first and second for Bowers, who struck out back in the 10th inning. And then Ortiz, who awaits in the on-deck circle now. Lefty versus lefty, the pitch. Bunted and popped up. And it stays fair, and it's touched by Okert. Everybody's safe. Oh, what a mistake by Okert. It was popped up halfway down the line towards third. Okert couldn't get to it to catch it. It fell. And then instead of letting it roll foul, he touched it in fair territory. The bases are loaded for Joey Ortiz. What a mistake by Okert. That was bunted high in the air, and it almost looked like Okert pulled off of it thinking that Lee was going to come in and catch it. And then it was maybe going to go foul. It looked like it was going to roll foul, and he touched it in fair territory. Jake Bowers all smiles at first. It'll be an infield single on a soft bunt pop-up. And that's going to be it for Okert as Staumont coming into this game. U.S. Cellular, call to the bullpen has been made. It's a 3-3 ball game. Brewers have them loaded with nobody out here in the 12th on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatever's? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you know we also have the best prices guaranteed every day? Like 40 pounds of Diamond Crystal Softener Salt, on sale now for just $5.69. Or a 40-pound bag of Black Oil Sunflower Seed, on sale for $17.49. And on the odd day you find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life, all at the best prices. Guaranteed.
Well, Josh Domout is into this game for Minnesota, the former Kansas City Royal, making his 22nd appearance. He's been good, 1-0, with a .86 ERA. But he inherits a mess. Brewers have the bases loaded, nobody out. Stamont, a hard-throwing right-hander against the righty Joey Ortiz. Infield is in. First pitch to Ortiz. He is outside, and it's 1-0. A 3-3 ball game, top of the 12th inning. 1-0 pitch. Ortiz takes way outside. A good stop by Jeffers. That saved a run. Two balls and no strikes the count. Two infield singles in the inning for the crew. And the bases loaded, nobody out here in Minneapolis. Here's the 2-0 pitch. High fly ball, right field, racing back into the corner is Kepler. Kepler into the corner, it'll twist out of play. And foul, and it's 2-1. That was not going to get out, but for a second it looked like it might stay in play. And the question was going to be, if you're Kepler, would you catch it, take the out at that point? I think you probably would have. And allowed the Brewers to tag up. So it's a 2-1 count. Stamont brings home the pitch. And a high fly ball out to center. Buxton going back. Still going back onto the edge of the warning track. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Frelick. He will score. On to third goes Perkins. It is a 4-3 Brewers lead on a sack fly off the bat of Joey Ortiz. Bauer stays put at first. The Brewers have him on the corners for Jackson Churio. So you'll take that result. But now you're looking for the big hit. And can the 20-year-old provide it? He's had a good night at the plate. He is 2-for-4. Again, the infield will stay in for Minnesota. First pitch to Jackson is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Perkins with good speed at third. Bauer's a good base runner at first. The 0-1. And Churio took another strike. A sinker that caught the inner half, and it's 0-2 on Jackson Churio. Bryce Terang is in the on-deck circle. Stamont looking into his catcher Jeffers, and the 0-2 pitch. Churio checked on a pitch that missed outside. One ball and two strikes. Stamont used to be a much harder thrower. He still throws in the mid-90s, but he was an upper 90s guy with ease when he first came up with Kansas City a few years back. 1-2 pitch. Way outside, another good stop by Jeffers. on a fastball that was 2 feet off the plate. A very easy take for Churio. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. And the pitch. Liner into right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Perkins will score. First to third goes Bowers. Another hit for the rookie Jackson Churio. And it's a 5-3 Brewers lead. A three-hit night for the 20-year-old. He's driven in a pair of runs tonight. And that's some big insurance for the crew here in the top of the 12th. First and third, it remains for the crew. And now Terang to the plate. Still just one out in the inning. Brewers hoping to make it a big inning here in the 12th in Minneapolis.
This is also great base running by Jake Bowers. He read that all the way, and him getting to third base, that's also potentially crucial.
That is a big deal. You are right, Josh. Stamon spins and throws to first, and back in time is Churio. Yeah, the minute that left the bat, he knew it was going to get over the head of the second baseman, Martin, and dump into right center. And he was thinking first to third all the way. And there's so many ways to get him home now. There goes the runner. They're not going to throw through. Pitch was low. They will concede the base to Churio with a stolen base. And now second and third. And a little bloop could be worth two here. Donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. Infield stays in. 1-0 pitch. Terang took down and in. And it's 2 balls and 0 strikes on Bryce, who drove in a run on a fielder's choice back in the 11th inning, but he is 0-for-5 in this game. Pitch. And Terang took outside. 3 balls and 0 strikes the count. Twins will still pitch to him here, but I would be surprised if they give him much. 3-0 pitch, and that's right down the middle. And it's 3-1. First base is open. It would set up a double play opportunity for Minnesota. But you got a very dangerous hitter and an all-star in the on-deck circle in Contreras. 3-1 pitch. And Terang, a ground ball through the right side and into right field for a base hit. Bowers is home. Churio around third. Here's the throw. It's not on line. And Churio will score. On to second on the throw goes Terang. It's 7-3 crew. The Brewers have struck for 4 here in the 12th. And now they have broken this game open. The Brewers just outlasting the Twins tonight. Blow for blow. And finally somebody blinking here in the 12th inning. And now here's Contreras. Terang at second, still just one out in the inning. Stamon brings home the pitch. It's outside and it's 1-0. Terang drives in 2. He's got 3 RBIs on the night. On an RBI, 2 RBI single, rather, for Bryce. 1-0. And a swing and a miss at a sinker from Contreras. It's 1-1. And let's go, Brewers. Ringing throughout Target Field right now. If you're going to play 12, you better win it. And the Brewers in the driver's seat right now. 1-1. Swing and a miss at a sinker that ran in, and it's 1-2. Still work to do.
Yeah, the way this one's going, Lane, you still don't feel all that comfortable.
There is still work to do. Stamon comes set in the 1-2 pitch. He is flared foul and out of play first base side. And it'll stay at 1-2 on Contreras. The only out recorded in this inning was the sack fly to the warning track by Ortiz. Brewers with 7 runs on 10 hits tonight. To think this was 1-1 just a few moments ago. There goes the runner, and it's a ground ball back up the middle into left center field for a base hit. Turing around third, he will score. It is an RBI single for Contreras, and it's 8-3.